Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Good news, hope, and how to cope. I've been trying to get my head and heart straight over the evil that is taking place in our midst. Hurricanes, floods, mass shootings, sexual perversion, political hatred, and so on, is enough to dishearten practically anyone. I couldn't even read the news this morning, as I normally do. I just gave up. I'm often asked by new Christians how I recommend that they read the Bible. I generally recommend that they begin in the New Testament by reading the book of Romans. Then I suggest they go to Matthew and read the entire New Testament straight through. Finally, I recommend that they go to Genesis and read the Old Testament and keep reading all the way through to Revelation. Suggestions for reading are not to read it like a novel, but instead to take your time and listen to the Spirit of God along your journey. God will emphasize some things and other He seems to reserve for a later reading. So I might stop and read something and ponder its meaning for quite some time. In other parts, I read and keep moving. Recently, I decided to reread the Bible for the umpteenth time. So this morning, I was reading the 12th chapter of Romans and taking my own advice. I came to verse 21 and it instructed me not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. This is a strange command to flesh. My innate desire is to fight, conquer, and destroy my enemies. Being good to them is contrary to my nature. Earlier in this chapter, we are told that we should feed our enemy if he is hungry, if he is thirsty, give him something to drink. This will amount to heaping coals of fire on his head. My flesh would opt for actually heaping the coals of fire on their heads. So how can I overcome this fleshly evil? Through the Spirit of God that lives within me. Yesterday, I did indeed pray for those lost souls who call those of us who believe in prayer dumb hicks and use profanity not fit to print anywhere. In so doing, how did I do that when my flesh was urging me to challenge them to a duel? I submitted to the Holy Spirit. It is through faith we are saved. God does not make mistakes. I do. So am I better off listening to me or God? Silly question. In order to listen to God, we must read and study the Bible. I hope you will join me in studying it daily and take care to study the things that make for peace and do them. If it is possible, without offending God and wounding conscience. As these latter evil days unfold, Christians will find themselves faced with evil that is so vile that we cannot even fathom how it can possibly take place. Fact, it's already happening. Don't believe it? Massacre of an entire church, including a 17-month-old baby while they worship? Child rape, torture, and murder for money? Terrorists running over innocent cyclists with trucks? I won't continue because I don't want to discourage you. The Apostle Paul wrote a large portion of the New Testament. He described himself in Romans as Jesus Christ's slave, chosen to be a missionary and sent out to preach God's good news. He was viciously flogged 3 times, caned 4 times, bitten by a poisonous snake, shipwrecked 2 times, imprisoned, beaten, despised by his former friends. Just to name a few things he endured on behalf of Jesus to preach God's good news. Chances are a copy of that good news is sitting in your home. I pray that you will open it and read it. Study it night and day. Everyone will need every word we can devour in the coming days. Evil will not prevail, so be of good cheer. Jesus Christ has overcome the world and all the evil that resides on it. Look to him for your good news, hope, and how to cope. Below is how he instructs us to deal with our enemies. I still don't understand it, but I'm trying, Lord. I'm trying. Matthew 5:44. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.